the wee fella, Jake, had got up and said there were two boys walking down our lane, two teenagers down our lane and walking into our back quarry. So I initially thought there's something not right. Teenage boys shouldn't be up at that sort of time. So I got up and investigated and walked up around the quarry, but couldn't see anybody. There's a lot of places to hide up around there. And my dog had been let out earlier that morning, so she wasn't there. So I knew she had disappeared. So I was calling and calling for her, but there was no sign of her. So it was about an hour and a half after that, she sort of crawled back from the direction of the quarry. And she was just all burnt, you know. Initially, we didn't recognise her. I thought it was some wild animal from escaped from the zoo or something. She just didn't even look like a dog. And as soon as they opened the door, then the first sign was the intense burning smell. It was just, I've never smelt anything like it. Obviously, of burning flesh. And then I realised it was her, and that was it. Just panicked then, obviously, and ran and got my husband.
How distressed was she?
It's hard to say. She was just sort of crawling about, wasn't she, walking?
She was still able to walk with a pen there in one of the sheds. And sometimes, like, you nearly have to pull her into the shed. She went in herself. She went in and lay down. So obviously, she didn't seem to be in that much pain. But we were putting that down to shock because of the injuries.
You know, the burns. There was blood dripping off her. And, you know, the burns were very severe. We could see that straight away. We knew someone had done it as well. And we knew that wasn't an accident, you know.
What did you think when you came down then, Martin, after Natalie called you?
Well, I was leaving. I actually thought something had happened to kids. The wife was running, panicking, shouting. And I came out, and the next thing, the dog came around the corner, and I honestly didn't recognise it. It was just the shock of it. It was just horrific. So obviously we had to try and keep her away from the kids, just so the kids didn't see her.
You showed me a picture of her, yeah. Martin, of her injuries, and yeah. She is very badly burnt.
Well, she's badly burnt, more so really at the back of her legs. So the vet has sort of said he doesn't know sort of how that'll go. It'll be 2 or 3 weeks just even to see that. But there's a cut above her eye, there's a burn above her eye and her nose. So obviously that would be the one that would concern us the most.
What has the vet said to you both then?
He's just said that he's surprised that she's up and walking about, which is a good sign. She's not eating yet, she's just drinking water. So they're going to try and get some liquid food into her, and obviously she's on a lot of pain relief at the minute. So at the minute, he's trying to keep the burns as moist as you can, and that's really all we can do. He just says we don't know the severity and how deep the burns actually are, that this will show as the skin tries to heal within a few weeks, because if they're too deep, then the skin won't be able to heal, and then infection will set in. So it's going to be a long process before we really know whether she's going to do or not, you know. She'll be okay.
Just a much-loved family pet. You know, I'm sure your house has just been turned upside down by it.
Yeah, exactly. We're all devastated. The kids are petrified at night time now, and they've been so upset. It's just turned the whole family upside down, really. She was part of the family.
What do you think, Martin, of the people who did this to a defenceless animal?
Words don't don't do it. For anybody to do that to anything, a dog, a cat, anything at all, any animal or anything, it's disgusting. It's just terrific. People who do this don't deserve any sort of forgiveness.
I just hope that they are caught before they do something else, something even worse, because I don't believe they'll stop at this. You know, they're capable of anything.
Justin, what sort of a wee dog is she?
A collie.
And is she friendly?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about her?
Play football.
So do you and your brother Jake play football with her?
Sometimes.
What did you think when you heard then that somebody had attacked her?
Devastated.
And what did you think, Jake?
Devastated too.
And what do you think of people who would do that to your dog?
Not very nice people.